Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
אבל על ידי זה שמתאספים כמה אנשים שהם בדעה אחת.
By assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual fact.
ובכדי שתהיה התקללות אחד מהשני, אז כל אחד...
To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
הרי שבהשתלם האדם באהבת...
Thus, when one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. We're going to read another source excerpt. It is known that being humble is a great thing. But we can also say the opposite, that one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends. So they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
Active workshop question. In what ways can we disclose the love in our hearts towards the friends? Again, in what ways can we disclose the love in our hearts towards the friends?
When we love, you show it in any way possible. You can give something to the friend, support him, help him, raise his spirits, uplift his mood, to do something for him, think about him, pray, anything, as we learned lately. It is with this calculation, if it's from me, then I'm not there, but if it's for the friend, I'm already, I'm disclosing love some way.
I can also give him, set an example of annulment to show how I annul myself before the friends, how I annul myself, my opinion, my desire before in the ten. And this example will give him strength to advance and the strength to also annul.
Love is bestowal. And I heard from friends that in order to reach bestowal, we have to place the friends above us, higher than us. Then all the actions we do out of a desire to benefit him. And for the time being, we're dealing with concern, support, love. With the hope that, just like in the workshop, we're drawing the reforming lights, with these actions we're going to reach true prayer, that we can truly love the friends.
As David just said, I guess it's more through prayer. But we have to give gifts to the friends in order to give them the spirit of life, so they will want spirituality, bestowal, so they will want the Creator.
All these qualified means to give gifts is according to what is suitable for his friend's palate, and not what's suitable for my palate. Oftentimes we give gifts that are suitable for my palate, and they clothe in the friend's vessels like blows on his head. And another thing is that until we have a screen, we have to think about the inner attitude. We have to ask Creator to work through the gift, because if it's from us, he'll probably have a small snake in there and it'll break the vessel. And we need an intention for this love. Why are we doing this? For our egoistic profit? No, we have to involve the Creator in it. Tight, 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 so he will awaken the friend. He will give him everything we truly wish for him.
Zohar Kotev, Leavod Dugumash.
Zohar is writing to set an example of what it means that the friends are important to me and that I love them, and that way to be toward each other.
Ela.
We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Silent intention. Creator, we are asking you to strengthen our feelings of love, brotherhood, and friendship during the lesson. One more time, silent intention. Creator, we are asking you to strengthen our feelings of love, brotherhood, and friendship during the lesson.